Ingrid's Birthday Surprise by Marissa Dennis, Church Magazines, based on a true story.
Estas son las mañanitas.
The sound of Mama's singing woke Ingrid up. She opened her eyes and saw Mama coming into her bedroom. Mama always sang her a special birthday song on her birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños,
Mama said.
Let's get ready for your party.
Ingrid could smell a chocolate cake baking in the oven.
I wonder what presents I'll get,
she thought. She climbed out of bed and looked out the window. The jacaranda tree outside was full of purple flowers. Ingrid helped push the sofa into Mama's room, so there was lots of space in the living room. She helped frost the cake and stuck 7 candles on top. Soon, it was time for the party. Ingrid's friends from school and primary came. They played games and ate cake. Then came Ingrid's favorite part, presents. She got a new book, a stuffed tiger, and a charm bracelet. After everyone left, Ingrid gave Mama a hug.
Thank you, Mama. That was the best birthday ever.
It's not over yet. I have a special surprise for you.
She handed Ingrid a slip of paper. It said, time for bed.
It's a clue,
Mama explained.
You have to find the next one.
Ingrid hurried to her bedroom. She found another slip of paper under her pillow. It said, laundry day. Ingrid ran to the kitchen and opened the washing machine. Another clue! Ingrid found more clues behind the TV, inside her favorite book, and under the bathroom rug. The last clue led to her closet. Up on the shelf was a wrapped box. Ingrid wasn't tall enough, so Mama got it down for her. Ingrid tore off the paper and lifted the lid. Inside the box was some folded white fabric and a big copy of the Book of Mormon.
Next year, you can be baptized. This is a special gift to help you get ready.
Mama touched the white fabric.
This is what I'll use to make your baptism dress. And this,
she picked up the Book of Mormon,
is for you to read.
Ingrid looked up at Mama.
I've never read the whole Book of Mormon.
I know you can do it.
Mama flipped the book open.
Look, the letters are extra big. I thought that might make it easier.
Mama closed the book again and handed it to Ingrid. Ingrid ran her fingers over the smooth cover.
It's important that you find out for yourself if the Book of Mormon is true. I promise that if you read and pray with all your heart, Heavenly Father will help you know.
That night, Ingrid read the first chapter of the Book of Mormon. It wasn't as hard as she thought it would be. She liked reading the scriptures. She read the Book of Mormon again the next day, and the next. She read it every day. After a few weeks, she decided she didn't want to wait till the end of the book to pray about it. Ingrid knelt by her bed. She prayed with all her heart and asked Heavenly Father to help her know that the Book of Mormon was true. Then she waited. She thought she might hear a voice, but she didn't. Instead, a happy feeling grew in her heart. She knew Heavenly Father was answering her prayer. Almost a year later, Ingrid finished reading the Book of Mormon. She knew that no matter what she got for her 8th birthday, the Book of Mormon would always be one of her favorite gifts. This story took place in Mexico. Go to page 14 to learn more about that country. End of the story. Ingrid's Birthday Surprise, read by Rena Nelson, Margot Patillo, and Wesley Nelson.